And now the start. This is where we're going to be every Thursday morning, 8:07, 8:08. Time to bring in the coach, Coach Slocum Automobile. Coach Slocum Automobile, welcome to the show.
Well, howdy, John and Lance. How are y'all doing?
Coach, is it true that you've gone corporate? Did you got your own sponsor now?
Well, I do. You know, it's just exploded in popularity. You guys got a big following, and my phone's ringing off the wall, Nike and all the big companies. I finally dove in and got me a sponsor.
Who is your sponsor, Coach?
Well, Gordon Richardson and Associates. He's an insurance dealer here in town, and y'all need to give him a call.
Gordon Richardson and Associates is your official sponsor here on Sports Radio 610.
You say, yo, Gordo, and he'll hook you up with some health and life and all that good stuff.
Well, good.
Well, Coach,
about disability?
If
you're Wally Groff and you
well,
don't
do
have
head
a job
coaches
anymore.
Have some kind of insurance, Coach, when their AD's about to leave them?
Well, absolutely. You know, we got a new president down there, and Robert Gates came down. He was former CIA director. He got the black helicopters came in. He ran a bunch of special ops, and he did some surveillance of Wally Groff. And next thing you know, he's got a hood on, his hands are tied behind his back, and he's out the door.
Is that right?
Because of surveillance?
Yeah, he got Delta Force down there. He ran some stuff there in the AD department, so it was all covert. But I was in on it.
Oh, is that right?
Why are you a coach?
Well, we got a question from an ag right now. We'll get to some other issues, but my buddy Clint wants to know, what's up with Mark Ferris and his elbow? Because the way you guys throw the ball, he's going to need to be healthy.
Well, we do. We've got the Gulf Coast offense that's ready to go this year, but we're not worried about Mark. We think he's going to be okay. We got another guy that we're really, another baseball player we're fired up about. Jeff Granger, I think, is going to start out behind the center. We got a big super tackle named Greg Shorp, and we're going to play some pitch and catch with those two guys.
Is that right?
One of those super tackle tight end kind of guys?
Well, yeah, apparently our offensive coordinator told me last year that apparently you can't run an offense without two super tackles. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any last year, so we got all that fixed, and we're going to come out, and we're ready to go against the University of Louisiana this weekend.
Now, Coach, you're starting right in. You don't waste any time. I mean, you're diving right into it with this schedule.
Well, yeah, why would you do that? We were just talking about how teams, sometimes it's okay to have a little softer out-of-conference schedule if you're going to play some big boys like you do in Big 12. Why would you do this to yourself this early in the season?
Well, we decided we're going to, after Louisiana State backed out of us when they got chicken to getting starting out 0-1 every year, we said we're going to schedule the best teams in Louisiana. So we went out, we got the University of Louisiana coming in, we got Louisiana Tech in 3 weeks, so we're playing all the big boys over there now.
You going to hook Tulane up next year, or what's in the works?
Well, we may. Texas, they're playing them this year, so I think they got the same philosophy. We're going to play the big teams over there in Cajun country.
And Nicholls State is also...
Southeast Louisiana is looking for somebody, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if we're ready to step up to them yet.
You started with McNeese. Last year, right?
Yeah.
That was your first game, and
that was too tough.
That was a little tougher than you wanted.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to back away from anybody. You know, we got the ULLs coming in this weekend. They got a great offense. They got Brandon Stokely. They got Jake Delhomme throwing the ball. And they got a kid, and the linebacker y'all need to look out for. His name is Bobby Boucher. Now, we recruited Bobby Boucher.
Coach, that's a movie.
No, that was, yeah, Coach.
I mean, those aren't scouting films. That's the Water Boy. It was a movie.
It wasn't
real.
No, he's a good player. We went out and recruited him, but apparently his mama didn't like me. She thought I was the devil.
Well, you're not alone there, Coach.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Coach, are you hearing this? I don't know if you keep up with your old Southwest Conference chums like Rice and Houston, but they got a big game this week, and the fans were going at it a little bit earlier.
Well, that's a big rivalry. You know, this is going to be a big weekend in the state of Texas for football. We're going to have about 80,000 up in Austin and College Station, and I think there should be a couple hundred over there at Rice Stadium. So it's a great weekend to kick it off. And you got the computer geeks on one side, and you got the floor sign shoe salesman on the other for U of H. So it ought to be a good time.
Coach, back to LSU for a second there, Coach. You know, they backed out. And also, Coach Saban had some stuff for you this offseason. He wasn't real happy about you stealing his football players. There's a little rivalry going there. Maybe you guys should settle this thing on the field between you and Coach Saban.
Well, anytime they want to step up to the plate, they can. But unfortunately, you know, one of their school colors is yellow. Well, that's what's kept them from playing Texas A&M, and they owe us a bunch of money. It's an old story.
Is that, they owe you money over there?
Well, they do. They backed out, and Curly Holman and that DiNardo guy, they just chickened out.
An Italian backing out like that. You wouldn't right. figure, Coach.
Well, we thought we'd play the Raging Cajuns this year, and, you know, actually, there's some news on that front. Apparently, Luke and Dom over there at the Raging Cajun have filed a lawsuit against ULL, claiming trade name infringement. So I talked to the AD of U of L, and now they're going to change their name to the Big-Ass Crawdaddies.
Is that right? They're the Big-Ass Crawdaddies now?
That's right. University of Louisiana Big-Ass Crawdaddies.
Wow. Wow. Well,
mouthful,
well, these things stick with the same kind of, you know, basic concept there. That's what you want to do. Well, Coach, I know you got to, you know, there's some teams I heard the other day, Kirk Herbstreit said that he thought Texas A&M could be the dark horse in college football. You guys had a great opportunity to make some noise. And, of course, the team that's not a dark horse that everyone's looking for, national championship aspirations, is your competitor, your biggest competitor, the Texas Longhorns, of course.
Well, as usual, they're right up there in the top five and going to show the nation what they can do. Now, they got the Golden Boy back again this year. So I think, you know, if he can stay away from getting booed off the field by his fans and crying and receiving violent cell phone calls, I think the kid could turn around this year and have a big year.
Mm-hmm. The dislocated fingers, Coach, though, I mean, that's something that you're not able to come back from every day.
Well, he needs to get used to the pain. You know, I think if your finger falls off in the Big 12 championship game, you got to pick it up. You know, get some coach's tape and get back out there.
That was a horrific, horrific injury. I know that.
And it's
we'll
such
see.
A coincidence it happened after the fourth turnover
right,
of the half.
Right. That wasn't coincidence.
That was the surprising part.
Colorado can bring it defensively, huh, Coach?
Well, they can. They're known for their defense. And unfortunately, I heard the clubhouse lawyer over there, Major Applewhite. He's back behind the sidelines. He's an assistant coach now. So you know, the Golden Boy.
Coach, he's not even an assistant.
He's got
his own radio show.
Well, see, that's even worse. He's going to be out starting a public campaign. Chris says it's going to be a long year.
But he doesn't have any eligibility left, so he can't play anymore.
Well, but he's saying he's going to start it up on the radio show and try to get Sims, you know, out of there.
I see. He just doesn't like it. Just doesn't like it. He's just a clubhouse lawyer, huh?
Oh, he is. I'm sure he'll start the boo signs this year over there at DKR. Nobody's a big fan of Major Applewhite.
Well, you gotta go there this year. You get Oklahoma at home this year. That's gonna be a big one too, Coach.
Well, it is. We got some big tough games in the Big 12. You know, I told my team the other day. I said, you know, if we want to reach our goals and get to the Tangerine Bowl, we're gonna have to go out and win a few games. We got to win at least six games. So that's what we plan to do.
The Tangerine, you're shooting for the Tangerine this year as opposed to the Gallery Furniture Bowl this year?
Well, we thought every year we need to get a little bit better. So we thought this year we're going to step up for the Tangerine Bowl. We're going to go to Orlando in December, and we'll go see Mickey Mouse. It's going to be a big time.
So six wins, shooting for the big season for you.
Yeah, I think that's doable. I think with the offense we got coming back and some of our players, we can squeak out a sixth, maybe even a seventh win this year.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you, and we'll visit with you next week after you take on Louisiana Lafayette or the big-ass Crawdaddies or whatever they are.
Big-ass Crawdaddies.
So good luck on that one, Coach, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gig 'em, guys. Thanks.